All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Pay It Forward program for pregnant women. This is Mary Blair, your host, and today I have Cindy Whitman Bradley with me, who is a birth doula and is also the outreach coordinator for Pro Bono Doulas of Marin, an organization that we're going to kind of tell you a little bit about because some people might be interested in the concept in general, and some people close by might be glad to know about the services and some of the different resources available through it. We'll get into that in a minute, but first let me just make sure Cindy's with me. Are you there, Cindy? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, and I'm here. Can you hear me?
You are online.
Thank you
so much for taking a couple minutes to chat with us today. I really appreciate it.
And I'll thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So just in case there's somebody that hasn't, you know, there's other clips that talk about doulas, but can you very quickly, in case somebody hasn't heard those yet, say a little bit about just what a doula is? When you call yourself a birth doula, what does that mean?
So what birth doulas do is provide education and emotional and physical support, non-medical support, to women during birthing. So pretty typically a birth doula will meet with a prospective mom a few times, two or three times before her birth, and really get to know her and get to know what her aims are, you know, what she's hoping for during her birth. And then at the time of her birthing, a birth doula stays with the mom from active labor all the way through the birth of the baby and usually a couple of hours afterwards to support her emotionally and physically, help her get information that she needs in terms of making decisions, help her with early breastfeeding, and then goes to visit her afterwards to just talk about the birth and any questions that the mom has about early mothering.
Okay. So kind of just that coach, or I mean coach is kind of the wrong word because that actually means something specific in the birth context, but just somebody there that's a support, an advocate, a resource, and a nurturer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And then you're also part of this organization called Pro Bono Doulas. So can you tell us a little bit about what that means? What is a pro bono doula?
Sure. Well, let me just give you a little bit of history of Pro Bono Doulas of Marin. So in 2011, Sherry Steinberg and Patricia Joannides and myself got together to create this organization because we realized that there are many women in Marin who are low income who cannot afford the services of a paid doula. So we wanted to offer doula services, both birth doulas and postpartum doulas, to low-income moms for free. So we organize Pro Bono Doulas of Marin, and we have been serving low-income women, mainly through referral from Marin Community Clinic, who need our support but can't afford to pay a doula.
Okay. Got it. So... you know, and there are people definitely listening from all around the world. So for people that aren't familiar with Marin, you know, essentially you're saying that you're getting referrals from the local clinic for women that might be able to use this support, and you guys have set up kind of a structure to do so. So, okay, cool. So who all, like, how many doulas are participating in this and helping, you know, give their services during birth or postpartum?
Right now we have about 10 volunteers, but we're kind of in a major change of our organization, which is really exciting, which is that we are applying right now for nonprofit status with the state of California, and then it's a long process to get tax exempt status from the federal government. And the reason for our doing this is because we want to be able to train doulas from the communities that we serve. It's really important for a mother who's in the process of birthing to have somebody who is accompanying her who she can really relate to. And We have many of our clients are women of color who are Latina, who don't speak English, and we would really like to train doulas from those communities to support one another during birth. So because we want to do this, we want to put on trainings, we want to go for funding, we think it's important to create a nonprofit. And we're also wanting to offer free childbirth education classes because there aren't any that we can come up with in Marin County. Again, for low-income families, childbirth education is really important. And we're also hoping to create, to provide workshops for family members who are going to birth who don't necessarily want to be trained as doulas but want to have some experience about what to expect when they are with their loved one at a birth. So these are all things that we're hoping to provide the community, and we're also hoping to provide on-call doula services for low-income families at Marin General, because the midwives there have told us that there is a need, that sometimes moms come in and they don't know ahead of time that they really need that kind of support, but then they do want that kind of support. So, and they do this kind of a program at San Francisco General, and I used to volunteer for there, so we have a model to go by.
Nice. So, so partnering with the local hospitals to for women that may not have even heard of or realized, as you said, maybe they she has, but she didn't, you know that she would want that kind of support until she's in the moment, and having a certain way that you guys can connect in and, you know, be able to offer whatever you can offer at the birth itself.
Right.
So, yeah, well, those are, I mean, those all sound like amazing projects. That's what a beautiful vision.
It's really exciting, and, you know, I just want to mention that Jennifer Curtis is really my partner in going forward with this expanded vision of what Pro Bono Doulas of Marin is, and we are extremely excited, and we've been talking to Marin Community Clinic, midwives there. We have been talking to midwives at the hospital, and there's definitely a need in the community for this kind of support.
Yeah, as I'm sure is true in many communities out there, you know, so again, we're kind of talking about Marin and so forth, but like for the people that are listening that are from somewhere else, part of why I wanted to invite Indy to talk about this, and Jennifer, who she just mentioned, is actually on the panel as well. You can find her sharing about infant massage. But I wanted to offer this because, you know, some of these models that that you're developing, you know, I think that they can inspire ideas and resource sharing in other communities. And, you know, so, in a minute I want to ask you a little bit about how others might get involved here. But what do you think, say, a birth professional from some other part of the country or maybe some other part of the world is listening, Cindy? Like, what would you suggest to her if she's hearing you speak and hearing you, you know, share some of these plans that you have for your future, and what, you know, what if she's thinking, I wonder if we can do that? Like, can you give any tips or like a piece of advice, you know, if somebody's considering that?
Well, the exciting thing is there are, at least in this country, there are programs similar to this. They call them, I think they call it community-sponsored doula programs. Minnesota, for instance, actually pays for doula support. Their state does, their Medi-Cal. And so they have some, when I went online, I found some programs in Minnesota and New York through their public health department. In Brooklyn, they offer doula support. But what I would say, if people are listening and they want to start something like this, is first of all, to get some of your colleagues who want to do it with you, because it can be daunting. and then to approach your, you know, the community clinics in your area and talk to them about doula support and whether they see a need for it, which I imagine everywhere will. and start to create those relationships with the providers that are serving the communities you want to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how we get our referrals.
How you get your referrals
And because they have experience working with the moms that we want to serve, the clinics are a tremendous resource.
We
wanted to be sure that we were autonomous. So this mm-hmm. is somewhat of a different model than, for instance, San Francisco General Doula Program is part of the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we wanted to be autonomous because we want to make sure that it is very clear in our mission that we are serving the moms, and therefore mm-hmm. when we go into the hospital, we're not an employee of the even a volunteer of the hospital. We're just there for the mother.
Okay, got it. That makes sense. And I'm sure some of the doulas listening kind of, you know, can relate to why that might be important for, you know, as far as your decision to do that. So, well, how can others get involved in your mission and these plans for these different classes and, you know, and so forth that you have in mind? What can people do if they want to be a part of this?
Well, I would love to hear from anybody since I'm the outreach coordinator. So anybody who's interested
mm-hmm.
can call me at
mm-hmm.
415-305-5854.
Okay.
Or they can email me. My email address is Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, dot Whitman, W-H-I-T-M-A-N, @gmail.com.
And we are
as we expand this, this is kind of new steps for us, so we would be thrilled to have anyone who wants to provide doula support, is interested in childbirth education, can help us, you know, even with technical things. You know, we're creating all of our stationery, you know, everything online.
Right.
Any kind of support would be
so
really
people
wonderful.
That can help with the startup aspect of that, of this project in terms of like getting you to the next phase and creating a nonprofit would be helpful, but also birth professionals that might be willing to lend some of their expertise.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically,
For instance, some of the doula trainers, I've been in touch with some of the doula trainers in our community, and they've asked for flyers that they can include in their doula trainings, because what we're saying is that in volunteering here, we will support you. So new doulas, we will orient you to what we're doing, orientate you,
mm-hmm.
and we will also be mentors for you. You can come to births with experienced doulas, and experienced doulas will be with you to kind of process the beginning of what it's like, because it can be intense to be at a birth.
Yeah, have a chance to sort of build your hours. Some of those kinds of things might be available, mentorship, things like that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Got it. And then I think also, you know, in case anybody that's listening might be somebody that wants to become a doula, you know, like it just, you know, you mentioned that like part of this whole thing is training,
mm-hmm.
training women to become doulas. Like I think that's the other reason I really wanted to include you, you know, because I think that sometimes, you know, maybe somebody who's pregnant right now who's not even thinking about this as a career option, you know, this might be a planting of a seed because, you know, in, you know, a couple of months or maybe even a couple of years, she thinks, I'd love to do this for some, you know, as
uh-huh.
my career. So, yeah, so for women like that, you know, this is part of what you want to do is ultimately offer some sort of doula training as well. Is that correct?
Right. Yes, that's right. I would love to have people contact us to just talk about it, you know, talk about
mm-hmm.
what it is to be a doula and what kind of a commitment they are looking for. And then we can either be someone that can train them or refer them to a trainer, because the free trainings that we're giving are for low-income people, because but if there's someone also who could afford to go to a doula training, we are in touch with so many doula trainers around here. So in any case, we're a place that they can start to talk about the process.
Okay. For anybody that's possibly interested, you would be, you know, you can use the phone number or the email that you provided to find out more information. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Well, I mean, the vision is so important, right, as I think about the idea of what a big difference it makes to have nurturance and to have support and to feel more calm and peaceful during birth. And just the fact that a project like this will allow that for so many more women, you know, like I'm sure that everybody listening would love to be able to, you know, support that in at least in terms of holding that vision with you, you know, at the very least. What about if anybody happens to be listening and wants to support financially, do you have a way for people to donate, Cindy?
Well, that's a little bit tricky at the moment. Of course, you know, we would welcome funds.
Uh-huh.
We are not a tax deductible organization at the moment. So if they are wanting to contribute to a 501c3, we are not that yet. We're in the process of doing that. But we're certainly willing and happy to take donations, because even creating the process of becoming tax exempt costs us money, and it's coming out of our pockets right now. So any contributions would be lovely, and they can send contributions to Pro Bono Doulas of Marin, care of me, Cindy Whitman Bradley, and our address is 142 Dominga Avenue in Fairfax, California, 94930. And I do want to say, sometimes people have the misconception of Marin as being only an affluent community, which is not so. Marin has a lot of low-income families who need the support. And Jennifer and I feel really passionate that we want to provide doula access for all women, that all women deserve this kind of care. And so that's
why. Yeah, that anybody that wants it would be able to know how to get in touch with, these resources.
Right. Right.
And I do want to say that by the time this recording is live, that status may have changed. So I'm glad you still provided that address in case people are able to send money, that they can check in with you and see, you know, if the application and so forth has gone through. I know you're in the process right now. So.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so, so much, Cindy, for just sharing, like I said, not only your vision but your plans, but also just, like I said, a seed that may for some women be like, you know, like that is true. There are so many women that need this, and how cool would it be if I could be a doula or a childbirth educator and really, you know, really change the birth culture on the planet. That's really why we're all here right now talking.
It would be wonderful to have this kind of service provided everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful. Well, thank you. And I'm going to go ahead and sign off. This is Mary Boyer, and I hope everybody has a great day. We'll see you all on the next clip. And thanks again, Cindy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Mary.
You're welcome. All right.